This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Storytelling comes easy to some folks, others not so much. I think I fall into the others not so much category. I'm attempting to deliver a well-crafted story, America's story to be precise. Well, America's story as I understand it, that is. And here we are, already at part 5. What's supposed to happen next? Asked a storyteller. Oh wait, that's me. Let's see, I've drawn what I think is a pretty accurate description of where we are right now. Americans, today, clashing over our core ideas about God and man, who he is, who we are, and what we really believe. I've painted what I hope is a quick but accurate portrait of America, taking us through time and space, east to west. And I've made it clear, I think, that in large part, ours is a Christian DNA. And then there's that early vision caster. Or was he a flag planter? I think Winthrop was his name. Yeah, John Winthrop. He led that group of Puritans that established that Christian beachhead up there in New England. And oh yeah, he stood on the deck of a ship and talked about building a city on a hill. So, like I said, what's supposed to happen next? I'm thinking. Oh yeah, it's coming into focus now. We need a snag, a challenge, an obstacle of some kind, a fly in the ointment, something to run amok. Okay. Got it. How about those Puritans? There's something else. You know, I found out that they didn't so much come to the New World to escape persecution. They came to escape the heretics. This group was so committed to sound doctrine and correct theology that they fled their mother country just to protect themselves, and particularly their children, from false ideas about God. That's pretty radical. And radical people often end up doing radical things, like believing that they could create a Christian civilization in a wild backwoods frontier over 3,000 miles from their home. Yeah. And you know what else they did? They were trying so hard to make this happen that they messed things up. So protective were they of their sound doctrine that they punished people who taught even the slightest variations of it. They used their civil courts to punish those folks that they considered to be heretics. Civil courts. Wasn't this the very thing that so many Christians were fleeing Europe to escape? The state wielding the power of the sword to defend their particular brand of church against heresy? Yeah, there was a lot of that going on in Europe, and Britain too. And the Puritans, with their legalistic intolerance, didn't help matters any here in their New World experiment. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the Puritans. For the most part, I embrace their theology. They held a Judeo-Christian worldview 2 centuries before the term worldview ever came into existence. Their ideas about God and man, as far as I'm concerned, were about as sound and clear and solid as they come. It's just that in their application, here on American soil, they kind of stepped all over themselves. They taught a bottom-up kind of government, but practiced a top-down one. They preached God's amazing grace, but didn't dispense it very well. They proclaimed a sovereign God, but took all the power in their own controlling hands to ensure that their version of the perfect Christian community didn't fail. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, I love their ideas, I love their passion for truth, and I love their vision. Don't be discouraged. Despite some misapplications, the Puritan ideas and vision did ultimately prevail. It's just that every good story hits an unexpected bump in the road from time to time. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.